Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. First of all, as probably you know by now, everything is happening in the space of AI at Meta, which is Facebook, used to be Facebook, the company, has launched their first standalone AI assistant called Meta AI. Now, what's vastly different from this and all the other types is this thing can actually integrate with Facebook and WhatsApp and all the Meta, Instagram obviously as well. Sure, I honestly don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if I want AI that's able to access my social media platforms. But they're trying to steer away from just being an assistant to being a conversational assistant. In other words, you'll be able to talk to it and then probably grant it some commands to do stuff on Instagram and Facebook. I don't know how I'll feel about that. Then there's wearable tech that's changing, right? So wearable tech currently is like you're wearing a smartphone or you're wearing a Fitbit or not a smartphone, a smartwatch, right? And then Samsung started these smart rings, which is also like a tracker, right? They track your steps and everything like that, see what you do through the day. But now there's a new thing that's rising, and it's done by a company called Bumblebee. And what they do is they create tech that looks like jewelry. So you've got bracelets and pendants and stuff like that. But built into it is memory, and built into it is a microphone. And I think they are trying to add a camera, if I remember correctly. And these things will record your conversations, right, that you have currently, record it, and then be able to transcribe it in a Word document. So in other words, if I'm sitting in a meeting, I can have this pendant on and start recording it. And as I'm recording it, this device is actually starting to transcribe it. In other words, I will be able then after the meeting to export it, and you don't need a secretary or somebody to sit in the meeting to get an agenda, because somebody will be doing it, right? Somebody would be already sitting there doing it. Now, the third thing that I want to mention is something that I've stumbled upon, and I see people using it, and I just wish we had the opportunity in South Africa to do it and to experience it. Now, when I was at school, you had these little things called a projector, but not the fancy ones in which you could connect computers. It was this transparent piece of foam or paper that plastic that they put on, then the teacher would sit with a pen and make notes, and then you would obviously take down or whatever. And then sometimes they had these pictures, and I couldn't wait to see the pictures, right, for some reason. Now, that has changed in the world in the fact that they've got VR, virtual reality, and mixed reality. Now, mixed reality meaning that they can add virtual stuff to actual reality. Now, the cool thing is, and why I'm sharing this with you, is what people are starting to do with it is that when you get a teaching on, for instance, say, South Africa, no, let's use ancient Rome. You get a teaching on ancient Rome, and everybody in the class has a VR headset. In other words, you're wearing those glasses things, and you can only see what's happening on the VR headset, right? When you're wearing that, your teacher can actually take you on a guided tour through Rome, show you the things, and it will feel to everyone in the class like they are there, and they will physically see the presenter as a tour guide standing there. Mind blown. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that we go to the history of South Africa, right? And just feel like you're among those people. Can you imagine the day that Mandela was freed and he had that speech in Cape Town? We can actually have moments where you're standing there feeling like the people that was witnessing it for the very first time. We have that opportunity now. That's what's being done with mixed reality. Mind blown. How much better would school be if we can do that to every single person?